Let's understand the law of balance through a literal example, and this single concept can change everything in your life. When I keep this pen on the floor, the pen is at its natural equilibrium position, which means there is no force that is acting on this pen. But now if I lift this pen up, then there is a potential energy. The gravitational force is pulling this pen towards its natural position. The higher I lift it up, the more the potential energy and the more the gravity is trying to pull the pen towards its natural equilibrium position. Now, this clearly demonstrates what we will discuss in this video. More than the law of attraction, the law of vibration, the one law that you need to grasp and master is the law of balance. And this we will explore from the perspective of ancient Bhagavad Gita. And this will clearly show you what has been holding you back in your life and how you can explore your full potential and experience the best outcomes of your life without any resistance. Now, coming back to the example, when this pen was on the ground, there was no resistance. There was no friction. It was in its natural state. But when I lifted it up, I did it forcefully and I created a resistance. And this resistance is continuously acting upon the pen. So as soon as I drop it, it again goes back to its natural state of equilibrium. This is very, very important for you to grasp. Now, each and every one of us, wherever we are, let's call it our current reality. And wherever we wish to be, you know, let's call it our ideal reality. Now, the current reality that we are experiencing is because of our current swabhava, our current identity. And this current identity gives rise to the thoughts that we think, the emotions we feel, the belief systems that we hold, and so on. At the same time, all these things put together, our deepest identity, our thoughts, emotions, and beliefs, gives rise to a certain personal reality for us in terms of the health that we experience, the wealth that we experience, the relationships, and the inner peace that we experience. We all have a vision for an ideal life that we wish to experience. This ideal reality again will be different. It will have different paradigms, a different kind of health that we wish to experience, the wealth, the relationships, and our inner peace. At the same time, this ideal reality will also have a different swabhava or an identity that is associated with it, and the different thoughts, different emotions, and different belief systems associated with that swabhava or identity. Now, for most of us, this is the journey that we wish to experience from our current reality to our ideal reality. Now, that is the goal. But now let's look at this based on the example that we discussed earlier. Through the understanding of the example, we can say that your current reality is the natural state for you based on your past karma, based on your swabhava, identity, and your current thoughts, and so on. So this is the state of equilibrium for you. So this is the natural state. Just like how this pen was comfortable on the floor, you are comfortable in your current reality because this is familiar to you. And this reality has not accidentally happened. You have made it happen. You have made it happen through your conscious or unconscious choices, through your past karma, through your actions and intentions and thoughts and emotions and your parental upbringing, and everything that has happened in your life has given rise to your current reality. And there is the law of balance, right? This law is very, very crucial for you to understand if you wish to change your life. Now, if you do not wish to change your life and you're perfectly fine where you are, then this video will not be relevant for you. This is only for someone who wants to understand how to change their lives. Here, you need to understand that your current reality is the state of equilibrium for you. It is the natural state for you right now. But you have a vision for your ideal life with a different set of outcomes in terms of wealth, health, relationships, and inner peace. But this vision of your ideal life is not a natural state yet. It's like me lifting up this pen temporarily, which creates a resistance, which creates a potential energy. And as soon as I drop it or I just let go, it immediately falls back. We need to understand that there is a natural order to things in this universe. Even in Vedanta, there is something called as Rita Dharma, which is a universal order. The gravitational force, how different forms of energy behave and operate, and how the time works. There is a certain order and there is certain balance to this universe. Everything happens based on certain fundamental laws. Law of karma is one such law. And because of your past karma, past actions and deeds, you have received a current identity, and based on your current identity or swabhava, you are also experiencing a current reality. Now, if you wish to change it, then you need to go very, very deep and understand how to actually do it. All the concepts that you look at around the world, law of attraction, manifestation, they address these issues only from a superficial surface level. They only talk about thoughts and emotions. It's like you are trying to jump out of your current reality without understanding the deeper aspects of karma, dharma, the Brahma that we speak of, that is consciousness, and so on. Without understanding that, when you try to jump from your current reality, now this takes you away from your natural state, from the state of equilibrium, and it creates a resistance within you. So when you begin to read different books on self-help, law of attraction, and so on, and when you try to apply these principles, it only works for some people, and even for them, it works only on certain areas of their lives because they don't understand how karma works and how reality actually works. And they begin to jump out of their current reality. But again, this current reality is because of karma, which is a very powerful force that holds us back and it determines the direction in which our life is going. So what happens is, maybe for a few days or a few weeks, they're able to change their thought forms and beliefs and they are beginning to experience a different reality. But after a certain point, because of that resistance, they tend to fall back into that old natural state, that is their current reality itself. So what we should do instead, right? That is the question. Now, the primary idea that we need to focus on based on this ancient wisdom of Vedanta is that we are neither our current identity nor our ideal identity. These identities are like masks that we wear, right? These identities are simply the characters that we are playing in this world. It's like we are in a drama, and currently based on our karma, we are wearing one mask and we are playing a role of a person, but we are not actually the character. We are the creator, right? Aham Brahmasmi, I am the infinite consciousness. So I am neither of these two identities, but I am consciousness, which is beyond and behind all of these things. So the moment we begin to contemplate and understand and meditate and create a gap between our current identity and our awareness and consciousness, we also create a gap from our karma, from the conditioning that we have gone through. So once we are able to create a natural gap between who we are right now, that is our current reality and the current swabhava, current identity, then we begin to gain the power to consciously design a new identity, new swabhava, which is in congruence with our ideal life. And when we say ideal life, it is not superficial. It's not about buying 100 cars and 100 houses. The ideal life that we speak of at ACS is about a life of fulfillment, a life of abundance. Of course, money is a part of abundance, but apart from money, living a life that is full and complete, that is meaningful, that is purposeful, a life free of scarcity, and a life full of clarity and contribution, impacting the world in a positive way as much as we can, is also a part of, you know, living our ideal life. So what we first have to do is to create a gap between our current reality, our current identity, and then consciously design our ideal reality and our ideal identity, and then systematically move to that ideal reality and that ideal identity. Now, this process of doing this in a systematic way is what we call conscious creation. So conscious creation is about understanding how this works, understanding how karma works, understanding our current swabhava, identity, and the current reality, and understanding the law of balance, that everything is in this universe operates in a certain way, and there is a delicate balance and there is a delicate flow in the universe. We cannot disrupt that. When you try to forcefully change your reality, either it doesn't work, or even if it works out for you temporarily, on the long run, you're not solving anything. You are not addressing your karma at a deeper level. So even the superficial results that you get are only temporary. If you fix one area forcefully, the other area of your life will get disturbed or distorted. So conscious creation is the only way. Understanding yourself at a deep level and working on yourself and detaching from your patterns and karma and evolving spiritually is the only way and the ideal way to approach personal development and evolution, which is truly meaningful and which is the most important journey that you need to take in this life. Now, when we understand Karma Yoga from Bhagavad Gita, all this makes even more sense. In Karma Yoga, Sri Krishna emphasizes the importance of detachment. He says to Arjuna, Karmanyeva adhikaraste ma phaleshu kadachana. You have the rights to the actions alone, not for the fruits of your action. Here, Krishna is speaking about detachment. Whatever you are as the current swabhava and whatever reality that you're experiencing, that is the current reality, if you do not like your current reality, if you're experiencing stress, anxiety, scarcity, or whatever, right? If you do not like it and if you wish to experience a better life, then the first thing that you need to master is detachment. Detach yourself from your current identity, detach yourself from your karma and current reality. If you are not too much focused on the outcomes of your action, then you begin to surrender everything. Surrender your actions, surrender your life, and surrender yourself to the infinite intelligence or God. Now, because this God is so gracious, it is so powerful, it will then lead you to your ideal reality without any resistance. So this is sort of the path of least resistance. When you surrender all of your attachments to things and people and the outcomes of your action to God, and when you simply begin to act based on intuition and inspiration, based on what is necessary in that moment, you begin to invite that infinite grace within your life. And that grace will naturally take you to your ideal life. So that is also another part of conscious creation. On one level, you can understand the framework. You can understand that you are not your karma or your identity and recognize yourself as something beyond all this and slowly transition into a new swabhava or a new identity. Or on the other hand, you can simply surrender everything to God and just take inspired action and move into your ideal reality. Now, these are not two paths. They are actually integrated. In both cases, detachment is essential, and detaching ourselves from the current identity is essential. And this is the way in which you can explore your full potential and live your ideal life. And at ACS, we have a powerful 6-month journey that we call the Conscious Creation Blueprint. It's a guided journey for senior professionals and entrepreneurs to walk this path of conscious creation and integrate a new swabhava, new identity, and live an ideal life. This is the journey from confusion to clarity, from anxiety to calm, from scarcity to abundance. So if you wish to walk this path of conscious creation, then check out this important training, and then you can also book a call with our team to get started with this journey. But please book a call only if you are ready and if you are fully aligned to go through this journey.